passionate crowd ahead of the World Cup. But these are security officers taking part in the exercise codenamed Watan, which means nation in Arabic. Thousands of civilian and military officials from Qatar and 13 other countries are doing the final stress tests. A joint Qatari-Turkish unit is responding to a bomb threat as the match continues inside. They are pulling out all the stops to prepare for any eventuality. All the while, there will be charged crowds inside and outside the stadium, and among them, a few troublemakers. Drunken, disorderly behavior and hooliganism concerns authorities at football games.
Just as it would happen in the real tournament, fights would break out and people would be rowdy. And that is what security forces here are preparing for, how to handle those people and what to do with them next.
And people want to know, how will the security forces respond?
Somebody who's making trouble on the streets, are you going to beat them up? Are you going to deport them? What will you do?
Everyone is welcome here in Qatar. What we are looking for is to show respect to our culture and tradition. We are here in this Watan exercise to overcome any scenarios, and in this case, to make sure that everyone is safe and secure in this in our country, and to reach the goal, a unique tournament ever.
In addition to the 11 ministries in Qatar, military and security experts from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Kuwait, France, Germany, Poland, Italy, Spain, the US, the UK and Turkey are involved. For those who don't speak English, translators will ensure smooth coordination. There are scenarios where buses are being hijacked, protests are happening, riots are happening, some bombs are exploding, anti-drone operators are here. So it's all happening as if it was a real-life scenario during the tournament. One of the most secured locations here in Qatar, this is the command and control center where all the action is taking place. Experts from cybersecurity to transport to anti-terrorism are all stationed here. And this is as close as it gets to the real thing, just ahead of the World Cup. As more than a million people are expected to arrive for the World Cup, the message from the tournament security committee is that fans should feel safe with their families and friends. And people looking to cause trouble should expect a well-prepared security contingent. Salman Javed, Al Jazeera, at the National Command Center, Qatar.